Welcome back to our talk with Dan Miller, principal of the Medford Area Elementary School, along with fourth grade teachers Sadie Jensen and Rachel Mildebrand. The students have choices in learning.
Yeah, that's called a flipped classroom, and we do that a lot, too. We give students in choices in math where if they feel like they can get the lesson in by watching one or two examples, they watch the video, and then they work on the homework or the practice on their own. But other students feel like they need the lecture and the interaction with a teacher and the feedback from them, and they need more time doing more examples with a teacher before they can do their homework. So they have those options.
Rachel?
Today, I am working with both my documentary group and my podcast group, and I knew that I was going to have to focus a lot on my documentary group because it's a lot more adding pictures compared to a podcast is mostly their voice, just their voice. So I made a screencast this morning, which is just, it's a recording of my computer screen and me talking in the background, explaining to them how that they were going to record their final podcast. So they don't even really need me for this part. I already did all the prep work in the background. And then today, when they go to work on their podcast, they'll just check their email, see all my directions for them, watch their screencast, and then start working on their podcast. And I'll be there to help facilitate, but I can focus my time on the documentary group because I know that they're going to need me a little bit more today. So
you're blowing my mind because we're talking elementary students here. Holy cow.
It will amaze you what elementary students can do when you give them choice in their learning and a voice in what they get to do, because they will just, they take it and they go with it and they do amazing things.
We've been talking about the elementary students making choices. That's only got to help them when they have to make choices when they get to the upper grades. Dan?
Yeah, not only does it prepare, the kids making choice prepare them for school, it prepares them for life. And really, kids understanding that they're here in school for a reason. You know, when I go to classrooms and I ask kids, you know, what are you learning about today? Or what are you doing today? Or what's the activity? Typically, they talk about the activity. I'm learning about penguins, or I'm learning about, or we have to make we have to do this worksheet. But they don't always connect back to why they're learning. I've found that when I go into personalized learning classrooms and where kids have a choice in what it is that they're going to do and how they're going to do it, they know what they're after. They know what they're targeting. And I think as we prepare kids at the elementary level, when they get to the middle school and into high school where they're allowed to make a lot of those same choices, and sometimes are more important choices as a high school student prepping for college or prepping for a tech school or a career, they need to be making the right choices about what it is that they're learning or they're preparing for. And so if we can get kids to know that, hey, I'm here not because mom and dad are making me, but I'm here because I want to get better at this thing, which will help me down the line, then we're preparing kids for the right thing. And so it's beyond teaching content. It's beyond knowing your math facts and the three R's. It's being prepared for life. And I think that's what personalized learning does. And if I think back to my one-room schoolhouse, as what we were doing. We were getting ready. We were managing ourselves. We were keeping track of our learning. And that's what we're asking kids to do. I actually have a kindergarten teacher, Kathy Hackbarth, who spent the first month or so talking to kids about where they like to sit in a classroom. Do they like to sit in a chair? Do they like to sit on a wobble stool? Do they like to stand? Or would they rather lay on the floor? And then she had them take a survey about the second month in, and they told her where they wanted to sit and where they would learn best.
They're making choices
making those choices. And so at the elementary level, we're not necessarily choosing about what career path we're heading down, but we're talking about how do we learn as learners. And so if our kindergartners are working on where do I sit and learn best and who do I sit by, what kind of person do I need to be around, they can then get into the fourth grade where they're making choices about, you know, which content and which presentation style are they going after. And so when you say at the elementary, are we all personalizing? I would say we've personalized for a long time in a lot of the activities that we have at the elementary. But yes, we're being more conscious about making sure kids understand why they're making the choices they're making and why we're teaching them certain strategies to go after things.
Personalized learning at the Medford Elementary School are thanks to Principal Dan Miller, and fourth grade teachers Sadie Jensen and Rachel Mildebrand.